Do you remember anything special that happened to you during your childhood that sticks in your mind?
When I was young, there was just poor people and rich people. And the poor people, when summer came, they only had one pair of shoes. And so they'd have them for when they went away. And then when they come home, they'd have to go barefoot. And I had to walk about 2.5 miles to school. But when the weather was bad, my dad would take me in a sari, me and all the other kids around, in a sari with a horse being pulled by horses. That's when we lived in Petersburg.
What's a sari?
It's a two-seated a buggy with fringe around the top. Mm-hmm. And Surrey, I think you say it. Mm-hmm. And then when it was snow and icy, then he'd take us in a sleigh. Otherwise, we walked to school. And
how come you only had one pair of shoes?
Because that's all you could afford in them, the people could afford in those days. I mean, they had to preserve everything that they had, take uh-huh. care of them, you know. And so you had shoes all winter and boots, but in the summertime you had your good pair of shoes, which you started school in the next fall. And you had to be careful. You couldn't go out and wear them out.
What about boots? Did you have boots?
You had boots in the winter, yeah.
Boots.
Yeah.
What? About, how many kids were in your family?
Nine.
Nine? And you're the oldest?
Yes.
What were your schools like?
In them days?
Yeah.
Well, when I lived in Petersburg, it was a one-room school, 8 grades in it. And when we would walk in the wintertime and it was real cold, well, the first thing we did, there would always be something hot for us to drink there. And we'd all sit around a pot-bellied stove and get warm and dry the snow or the rain off of us and everything before we would start our lessons.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, in Petersburg, I went to Wells School. And that was on Wells Road. And then I moved to Monroe.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to St. Mary's first.
St. Mary's? The same place it is now?
Yeah. And then for 1 year, and then my mother and dad moved on Patterson Drive, and then I went to St. Michael's till my last year of the 8th grade, and then I went to Waterloo School for the 8th grade. That's as far
eighth
as I
grade,
went.
That's...
I graduated out of the 8th grade. And
is that good to go to 8th grade?
Well, it was good to go, but I mean, it would have been nice to go to high school, but you had to pay tuition. If you lived one street out of the city, you had to pay tuition, and people didn't have the money for the tuition for high school at that time.
Very many people go to high school?
Or? No, and everybody that I went to school with out there, they didn't go because they had to go to work. Well, it wasn't long after that, then the Depression came too, you know, and I went to work at 16 at Weiss Factory.
What? The Depression hit in
1929.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember a lot when it actually happened, but I remember of how everybody had to live. I mean, like my mother and dad, after a year or so, I mean, everybody lost their jobs and a lot of people lost their homes. My mother was and dad was lucky they didn't lose theirs, but they didn't have nothing to eat and they had all them children. So there was a place out on North Monroe Street where they could go out and get flour and cornmeal. And then the city would give them $1.50 a week to eat on. And that's all they had.
Was it $1.50 that wasn't very much for
no.
kids, huh?
No. My mother had to do a lot of cooking. And she worked for rich doctors and stuff to try to make a little money, you know, laundering and doing things for them. That's how she made it.
Then you were the only kid that worked during the Depression, or did any of your other?
No, I'm the only one.
You're the only one? Mm-hmm.
I made $10 a week, and I gave my mother and dad $5.
$10 a week. It seemed like that.
But then after the Depression hit, after a couple years, then I didn't make that much because I was lucky to only get 2 days a week. So that was $4 a week was all I was bringing home.
During the Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Did you said some people lost their homes. You didn't lose your home?
No, my mother and dad didn't lose theirs.
Didn't lose.
No.
Where did you live, like on a farm?
Patterson Drive. No, on Patterson Drive. But there was a man that was real nice and liked my mother and dad, and he fixed it so that they wouldn't have to lose their home because they had a good family. I had a big family, and he was real. People were real considerate in them days. They helped Everybody helped everybody else. I mean, if somebody was hungry and if you had a loaf of bread, they actually took half and give it to them. I mean, that's the way everybody was.
When Prohibition came about, when was that?
Well, that came about before the Depression.
Before the Depression.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember before, because that came about before, but I remember while it was on. And I remember how they had blind pigs, as they called them, where people had, they had place and people would sneak in, and they had stills, and there was a lot of bootlegging across Lake Erie from Canada.
Oh,
from right into Monroe. A lot of bootlegging.
A lot of it.
Yeah, and they'd get caught, I mean, they'd haul it at night. The bootleggers would go over to Canada and get the stuff, bring it over Lake Erie, and then they would get rid of it here.
Did you know any bootleggers in Monroe?
I know the bootlegger, yes.
Did you?
Yes, I did. He was our neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, he went up to Ionia. He got caught and got sent to prison.
He got sent to prison?
Well, Ionia, not the state prison, but still. I mean, he had to serve a year.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But a lot of people in Monroe.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people did, right. But I just happen to know this one because they lived right next door to us.
Next door to you, huh? Jeez.
Well, I mean, they weren't criminals. You know what
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
They just did that.
Yeah. They sold it probably pretty good, too.
Right.
Were there very many, like, French or any black people? Very many of them?
There was no Monroe? Black people in Monroe but one family.
One family?
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, when? What year?
Well, from the time I came to Monroe at 10 until, I don't know, I was married and everything before more ever started to come.
Yeah.
But this one family lived on West Front Street. And I know I used to be scared to death to go by them because my dad told me if they counted my teeth, I'd die.
Oh, my God.
And I used to be scared to death. Well, he just told me that, you know, because
yeah.
we never seen black people. And,
what about like the East End? Was you know how there
wasn't
a lot of black
any.
People?
If there was, I didn't know it, and I don't think there was black no. people here. Not till the beginning of the war, when people came and work started picking up, and the blacks came, and people from the South and everything else.
You're talking about which war?
The Second War. Yeah, before that started.
How did people? You know, how did they treat them? Did they? Because there's only that one black family. People.
There's never been no. There was never no. Problem here. Never had a racial problem in Monroe. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I don't think we still have ever had any.
Mm-hmm. In Monroe, were there like very many the gangs? They said that they
the Purple Gang.
Purple Gang.
Yeah, there was one of the Purple Gang. Well, there was Al Capone. You mean the
any
mafia
the gang.
Deal?
Yeah, them
yeah.
or you know.
Well, no other kind of gangs, but them big. Crooks or whatever you want to call them. And this one guy from the Purple Gang, they were originated in Detroit and Chicago, I think. And this one went with the girl in Monroe, so he was here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never had to worry about him. They never hurt nobody. I mean, they were after big business. You know, they were not after ordinary people. You never had to be afraid. You never had to lock your doors. Never had left your doors. You'd go on vacation and leave your doors unlocked. Nobody ever had to lock their doors. There was no crime.
But there wasn't, you know, nothing much about the mafia or anything.
Not here.
Not that much.
Well, he had his girlfriend here. I know her.
Who was it?
I don't know. Purple Gang, but he went with this girl from Monroe, and she couldn't associate with nobody because she was mixed up with them.
Who was the girl from Monroe? Do you remember?
I can say her name.
Yeah, you can say her name if you want.
Odell Poupard.
Oh, really?
She went. She was 2 grades ahead of me when I went to St. Michael's. I mean, I know her.
But everyone kind of stayed away from her because
yeah.
she was with this
well,
guy?
Well, they had to. She couldn't associate
with
no. Oh, no, that was their rule. She was called a gun mall, is what she was called.
Because she went with that guy?
Of course, he bought all fancy clothes. I mean, he had his great big Lincoln, and she had fur coats, and I mean, stuff that nobody else ever had, you know. He would sit in his car downtown while she'd go in the store and get something. The only time she went, he took her. And then his eyes would just keep switching, you know, back and forth, watching for see if somebody was going to come and get him, I guess. Mm. I used to think it was funny.
Were there any kind of, you said there wasn't very much.
We had a bank robbery in Monroe.
Oh, really?
First National Bank was robbed.
When was this?
That was in,
around
about 34. About 34, 35. I'm not really for sure on that. But they robbed the First National Bank on Front Street, and they shot one of the policemen. I don't think he was ever able to walk. He was a young policeman. But they got away and never was caught.
You know, who, do you know, they know who it was?
No,
Not part of that purple gang or anything?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody knows, because they was never caught. But they robbed it. That's the only time we had anything like that here, too.
You were talking about the automobiles and stuff like that. Do you remember when they first started really getting popular?
Well, I don't know. I was about 11 years old, the first car my dad ever got.
What kind?
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet?
1928. And then when we got married, we had a Model T Ford that you had to get out and crank all the time before it would start.
Oh, you mean the kind?
Yeah. The cars started to get popular more. There's people had cars, but I mean from that time on is when they really started
getting. If you had a car, were you considered, you know?
Oh, if you were considered something if you had a car. Right, right.
Otherwise, you just had like what you said before that.
Well, in the country, we had, on Petersburg, we just had, most people had horses.
Had horses?
Yeah.
And you got a car?
Yeah. I had my own horse.
You had your own horse?
Mm-hmm. Yep. My mother and dad gave me my own horse. And I used to race with the farmers in my buggy. I had a horse and buggy. And I came home from school one day, and my mother traded my horse off for 5 chickens.
What is this? Were you mad?
Yeah, I cried.
When you lived in Petersburg, did you live, like, on a farm?
Yeah.
You lived on a farm in Petersburg?
Mm-hmm. My mother and dad farmed.
The automobiles came in before, like, moving pictures and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, automobiles. As long as I remember, there was automobiles. Yeah. I don't know when they started.
What about, like, the pictures and stuff like that?
We used to go to silent movies every Saturday afternoon. Us kids were always allowed to go and see a movie. And it was silent.
Cost?
10 cents.
10 cents?
And so Then we went, they had the first talking picture. It wasn't completely talking, but it was a jazz singer, and Al Jolson played in it. And the theater downtown was packed night after night, and that was the first talking picture there was. And I don't know what year that was. I must have been about 16. So that would have been about 1929, something like that, when the first talking picture. But you could always go to the show for a dime on Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Is that the only time the movies were? They weren't during the week or anything?
No, they were during the week at night, yeah. But I don't remember what they was, because we never had the money to go at night when I was a kid, you know.
Who was the big, you know, movie screen star of the time?
Clark Gable.
Clark Gable? What about the actress?
Well, so many Westerns. It was a lot of Westerns, like Gene Autry. Well, Roy Rogers wasn't out at the beginning. Gene Autry was big, and Hopalong Cassidy, and stuff like that.
Clark Gable, though, was
but Clark
the
Gable
Robert
was,
Redford or the
yeah,
Paul Newman of
yeah,
the day, huh?
Right. And the girl, I don't know. Joan Crawford, I think. She was about
Joan
to be,
Crawford?
Yeah.
What about sports?
There wasn't no sports in element from 8th grade down, but there was sports in high school.
For girls or women?
No girls, outside of volleyball. I mean, and I was on a volleyball team, but I was working, and it was where I worked, but there was no sports for girls.
What about the sports for guys? Now were there all the ones that are today? You know, like?
I think so. I think they played hockey and
Basketball
and football and baseball, softball, all that stuff.
Were they really popular?
Yeah,
like
especially
today?
Yeah, especially baseball or softball, whatever you call it. That was real popular. Yeah.
Um, What was, like, you worked as a child, right? You said when you were 16 and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, children don't work as, they don't work as much, you know, like, when they're 16 or whatever. But everyone did then?
Mostly expected
of people?
When I went to Wise Factory and worked, everybody in there was that was working outside of a few was between 16 and 18. Most everybody was. Even some went in there and worked at 15.
What did, like, women do, you know, when they worked? Like, were they just, like, you know, like, women today, when they work, they're like, you can be anything you want, same as guys if you want.
Yeah, they couldn't then.
Or were they mostly just, like, seamstresses, or?
Yeah, and cleaners and stores and restaurants and
nothing
back
really.
In them days, nothing outstanding.
What was a career? What were mostly, like,
no
careers?
Careers.
No careers?
Not that, unless they went on, I mean, like, some went on to college and become teachers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about the average girl as she grows up.
Now,
the main thing for them was to get married, you know,
that was
the main thing.
What was the ages people mostly got married?
Around 18 was the average age.
If they were older than that, they considered an old man.
Well, when they got 21, they almost thought they was an old man.
21?
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Right.
That's not like today.
Right.
What were the holidays, mostly when you were a child?
Same as today. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Easter was your main holidays.
Mostly just like, remember anything special you ever got for Christmas? Anything that you really were excited about?
No.
No.
I don't remember of anything.
You said something earlier to me. You said about women, how one of the things when they were at home, they cooked and all that.
Yeah, that's what they did. They all cooked and baked and they did a lot of learning to cook. I mean, that was the main thing.
Tell me about your mother or someone, how when people used to come over?
Yeah, and well, when I was dating and I'd bring my boyfriends home, well, my mother always had 2-3 cakes and 3-4 pies, or you could come in with your boyfriends or your girlfriends or what have you, and they was always, you could always put out a spread, even though there wasn't much money, the stuff, that stuff
there's
was
always
there.
Was food,
there was always good food there, yeah.
You said that something about, things to, your mother used to always cook whatever somebody liked when they came
home. Yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Like that. That's unusual. You don't see that anymore.
No, right.
Can you remember any kind of songs or stories or anything? Like maybe your dad used to tell you when you were younger, songs you sang, anything like that?
No. It's been so many years ago. Can't even think of that. My mother always sang a lot, but...
Did she?
But, she usually sang about 3 songs all mixed into one, so I couldn't really tell you any certain song. She just loved to sing, even though she didn't know them, you know.
When you got married when you were how old?
18.
And people used to come over and visit you a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Stay overnight?
Yeah. You did. Well, you always was staying with somebody. I mean, or you were going someplace and stay all night. You know, that was... And when you got there, you just stayed.
A lot of people stayed overnight. Other people's house all the time. Well,
yeah.
You always had a lot of people at your house. Did... people... like, one time you were telling about that boy who rocked his... rocked that little baby when he was 18.
Oh, that was my grandfather rocked, my grandfather Sancrant rocked my grandmother. He was 18 years older than her. And when she was a baby, my great-grandmother said to him, she said, Jim, if you rock her while I churn butter, I'll let her be your wife when she grows up. And she did marry him. And they lived together till he died.
Was there very much of that, though, was there?
No, I don't think so, really.
Since
I don't know. I just
instance that happened?
Right.
At
right,
the time?
Right.
What kind of role did the church play in
people's
lives?
The church was just church to go to. It wasn't really Nothing. Not, it wasn't involved like it is today. I mean, you're involved more in church. There's more stuff going on, which, I mean, it wasn't that way in them days. They used to have, some of the churches used to have a little party for young people on a Sunday night. The church on Patterson Drive did.
What was that church? Since
United Brethren, I think. Evangelical or something, I think.
They didn't play very much.
I didn't belong to that church, but I used to go with all the young people. Yeah. Really, the main thing was dances back in them days. Everybody went to dances. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of dance halls, you know. And that's where you met everybody and ended up falling in love with somebody and marrying him.
Is that how you met him?
That's how I met. Yeah, that's it.
You were how old when you met him?
17.
17. You got married the next year?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Stores, were there a lot of different stores?
No, independent stores. There was like a dress shop and like a hat, like they called it, haberdasher, a hat shop. And it was small grocery stores and a hardware store and a furniture store. Everything was, you couldn't go in no store and get just everything. It was just the one certain thing. You know, they were small stores. And,
I mean, like just a multi-purpose drugstore or something like that?
Well, the drugstore was just a drugstore. I mean,
just
that's all they had.
Just
drugs and prescriptions. And groceries was just groceries. They had nothing else.
They
were just all small businesses.
What were some of the prices on the groceries?
Well, groceries are cheap. A loaf of bread was like 5 cents. And you could get a nickel's worth of bologna and pack 2-3 different people's lunches out of that. You had enough to do that. And we were buying our groceries at Dio's Grocery at that time, and we paid by the week. Mm-hmm. And for $7 a week, I've still got the receipts that we bought our gas for our car to go back and forth to work and all of our groceries and toothpaste and everything else we needed, and it only cost $7 a week.
All right.
And that was everything that we needed, and that was for Pup and I, and we had 2 kids and a babysitter. That was for 5 people, and that's how cheap everything was then. And 50 cents worth of gas would drive your car back and forth to work from Patterson Drive down to Consolidated for a whole week. I don't know how much it was a gallon, but it had to be awful cheap,
yeah.
You know. But I mean, I was looking at some of my bills, and I didn't realize now what the difference was then to what it is now.
Mm-hmm. You have like insurance and stuff, like when Papa worked at Consolidated and things?
No hospitalization. After about, probably in the 40s, they had hospitalization for him, but mm-hmm. the families, when you were sick or you had a baby, you had to pay everything. Of course, it only cost $25 to have a baby in them days, but you had to pay it because you used to have most of your children to home up until 1942. I had 3 at home, and then the last 3 after 1943, then I had them 3 in the hospital. And I was in the hospital 10 days for the first one I was in there. And for everything in the hospital, it was a $60 bill for 10 days.
For 10 days?
10 days.
Well, was that a lot? I mean, was that considered
no.
a lot?
Well, it was just what it was, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, was average, I guess. But you didn't have no insurance to pay it.
No
you
insurance.
Had to pay it yourself.
So there was no insurance at all for anything?
No insurance for nobody. Of course, doctors were good in them days if you had money. Well, like when I had, my first girl had cancer when she was 2 years old. That would have been in 1934. And they had to use radium, and they had none of that. They had radium or nothing in Michigan at that time. And so the only way, and to bring the radium machine over here cost $1,000. So they said for us to go over there. Of course, we had a specialist over there. And that doctor told us, because Papa was only making probably $10, $15 a week, that he didn't care if he ever got the money for the operation, just so he got, that's the way doctors were, you know, but we did pay him. I mean, and he was a specialist and did it for $25, the whole surgery. And we took her over there, and they had to use the radium. And then the radium doctor was going to charge, I don't know, I think it was around $45. And the specialist called the radium doctor to the side, and he talked to him, and he came back, and he says, well, it's only $20 a treatment. I mean, they would do stuff like that.
And you didn't know these doctors before, right?
No, never knew them. Our family doctor here in Monroe, and he took care of Joan for a whole year and would never take no money at all. What he did here, you know. I mean, people, it was outstanding how people was. I mean, doctors really? And everything, they were just really, if you were good, they were good, you know. They were really good.
Were doctors, like, respected like they are now?
Oh,
did they have that?
Really, yes. Really
respected?
Good. We had a real good specialist in cancer and stuff, and we went over there, and we had to pay the hospital. I mean, that we had to pay. But when it come to the doctor, well, we did pay the doctor.
Right.
But what I mean, they said that they never got it. But my gosh, when you think of them doing something like that, you're going to find a way to pay them,
yeah.
You know.
They're that nice, too. World War II, that was in what year?
Started in 1941.
Then you remember that?
Yeah.
About that?
A lot of times, this might sound funny to you, but you only had radio. And a lot of times on Sunday afternoon, you'd lay on the bed and you'd listen to the radio. And we were laying on the bed, listening to, on top of the bed, you know, listening to the
right.
radio. And it came on about the war started. I mean, that was really a shock.
Was it?
Yes, and the whole country just, I mean, it was just up in an uproar, you know. But everybody wanted to go and help fight, you know, to save our country. And, then they rationed everything, and you'd go downtown and maybe you'd stand in line for a pack of cigarettes or a pound of sugar. You was only allowed so much. You would get these stamps. I remember I got my stamps, and the day the war ended in August of 45, I was so happy. Everybody in Monroe was so happy. I was standing on the Monroe Street Bridge and threw all my stamps in the river because I was so happy because the war ended.
Oh.
And everybody was, you know. But when we would be working, everybody thought so much of Roosevelt, and when he was going to talk, even if you was at work, they would have everybody stop and put his speech on, let you listen to him, because it just seemed like he helped everybody so much. Just his voice and him talking to us, you know.
Feeling toward Roosevelt
yeah,
was really good.
Yeah, really then, good, right.
What did they do, like, with work and things like that, since the
war? Well, when the work, all the guys had to go, everybody that was able to, so then that's really when the women went to work. That started the women, and that's when they started taking over men's jobs, because they had to do it. We had to have somebody back here making planes and everything, and you probably heard of Rosie the Riveter.
Mm-mm.
Well, girls were called Rosie the Riveters, because in these big factories, they rivet stuff, you know, that's a job.
Right.
And they put these women on these jobs, and of course, they got the name of Rosie the Riveter, because it was all new with women doing these kind of jobs.
They worked in the factories.
They worked right in the
right?
factories, automobile plants. Everything switched. They made no automobiles. They made no automobiles for 4 years.
None at all.
None at all. Mm-mm.
Did they just shut the factories down?
No, they were all turned over to defense. They made planes and everything else for defense, bombers and all that stuff. So there was no automobiles made, because we had our car, and it was old, happened to be old, because you didn't have no money, and it was old when the war started. And before it ended, it fell apart. Papa was coming home from town one time, and the whole side fell off.
Oh, my God.
So we didn't have any more car. Couldn't get any until after the war ended,
because
you just couldn't find them.
When the war ended, when the men came home, then the women just didn't work again? And
most of them. Didn't. Of course, a lot of men didn't come back, too, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But most of them, how it was, when the men came back, they had their jobs. They had to lay the women off, because the men had their jobs when they came back.
What? There was the draft was enacted.
The draft started in 1940, and the war broke out in 41. And then the draft kept right on, because I had a brother drafted right after the war, and he was on a radar ship and brought troops back from them countries. Then I had another brother that was drafted, and he was right ready to, he was supposed to get out in August, and in June, I think it was, the Korean War broke out. So then they extended him another year, and he had to go over and fight in Korea.
The feelings toward World War II, were they mostly good? Or?
Yeah, they were good.
Everyone
mostly
wanted to help.
You hardly heard
stuff.
Of any draft dodgers or anything. And everybody helped. I mean, everybody worked. They worked a lot of hours. And I suppose there was some, you know.
Well,
but I mean,
some.
Used to go down, they'd draft out of Monroe, I'd say 3-4 times a week.